to hide the crack history. So, Tánaiste, today the European Central Bank is expected to raise interest rates by another half a percentage point, bringing it up to 2.5%. And for somebody on a mortgage of €200,000, this would mean that the repayments would increase by over €3,000 per year. And this will have an immediate impact on the 194,000 customers, households who have tracker mortgages. For those on variable rates or those whose fixed rates are due to expire, their fate lies with the banks and whether they decide in the coming months to pass this interest rate on. Now, we've repeatedly made our position clear in Sinn Féin, and I repeated that the banks should absorb these interest rates in the interest of their customers. They are profitable, they've increased market share, and they've paid out dividends to their shareholders already this year. Not only that, they are uniquely positioned to profit on the back of rising interest rates, and they shouldn't. They should do the right thing, and I would ask that you, on behalf of government, would echo that call. Tánaiste, in October, I asked you and your government to examine options to introduce a targeted, tailored and time-bound mortgage interest relief for struggling mortgage borrowers who are and will face sharp increases in terms of interest hikes. So can you clarify if the government has undertaken any of this work? As you know, there is another cohort of borrowers who are now at the sharp edge of interest rate hikes. Over the past number of years, tens of thousands of borrowers have had their mortgages sold off by the banks to vulture funds. And for years, we've had government minister after government minister telling this doll, indeed telling these same borrowers and the public, that vulture funds offered the same protection and safeguards to mortgage holders as the banks. Tánaiste, you yourself at the time of the issue of permanent TSB selling their split mortgage loans to a vulture fund, you told the doll, you told homeowners, you assured them that they would be no worse off. Now, I never bought this line, and now more than ever, the truth is laid bare. Vulture funds, Tánaiste, are aggressively hiking rates higher and faster than the banks. One borrower wrote to us, a mother of three. She told us how her interest rate has increased from 3.7% to 6.4%. Her monthly repayments have been hiked by over €300 per month. That's over €3,500 per year more in interest alone that she has to pay. And that's before the interest goes up today again by the ECB. She's rightly said that this wouldn't be the case if she remained with permanent TSB. Another borrower wrote to us, another Piper customer, his mortgage loan was sold by permanent TSB, whose interest rate has been hiked from 4.5% to 6.5%. In his own words, this is a sentence we have been served by these vultures. How are we supposed to sustain this? Factor in the cost of living crisis and our two kids. We are very worried about the future. And again, Tánaiste, the ECB interest rate hike will put that individual's interest on their mortgage at 7% and some others at over 7%. And there are thousands more. There are 100,000 people.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Deputy. We understand that the ECB will make an announcement in relation to interest rates today. We don't know what the announcement is going to be, but it is anticipated that there will be a further increase in interest rates announced. And we hope that it is the last one, or if not the last one, hopefully the second last one. As the Deputy will appreciate, the ECB is independent in its functions, and it has a particular remit to bring inflation under control, to bring inflation down to something around 2%, and that is the reason why interest rates are being increased by the central bank, to bring inflation under control. But obviously this is going to be extremely unwelcome news for mortgage holders and indeed other borrowers who will see the cost of their repayments rise. And that's coming at a time when the cost of everything is rising. And I know it's going to be very unwelcome news and very difficult for a lot of families and other borrowers in the period ahead. To answer your questions, Deputy, we don't have any plans at present to reintroduce mortgage interest relief. It did exist in the past, but existed, generally speaking, at a time when interest rates were much higher than even they are now. It's not something we rule out for the future, but there are no current plans to do so, and it would involve reopening the budget and all of the consequences that would derive from that. When it comes to variable interest rates, it is a commercial decision of the banks and other lenders to set variable rates, and they will have to take into account a number of factors. When interest rates go up, the cost of borrowing for banks goes up as well, because banks get a lot of their finance from the ECB, and also there could be an impact on deposit rates too. But certainly my message to the banks is that they shouldn't use rising interest rates as an opportunity to increase profit margins. And that is the message that we will convey to the banks with regard to interest rates. And it had been the case for a very long time that interest rates paid by Irish borrowers were very much higher than the European average. And we have seen that narrow in recent months because a lot of the banks haven't passed on the increases. And I think that is welcome. When it comes to funds, Deputy, I'll have to talk to the Minister of Finance about that and come back to you. My understanding is that when loans transfer, when mortgages transfer, the contractual terms remain the same, that they can't be changed unilaterally, provided the person adheres to the contract. The lender has to honour the contract, but what you're saying to me is that perhaps that's not the case. And certainly if you have individual cases or examples, I'd be happy to examine them and take it up with the Minister of Finance for further examination.
Honestly, the funds aren't breaking the contract. The funds always had the ability to do it, just like the banks have the ability to pass on interest rate hikes, which they're not doing because they've long-term interests. The funds have no such interest. That's why it should never have been allowed that family homes are in the hands of vulture funds. Now, we have people who, after today, are going to get another letter, the fourth letter since the summer, saying that their interest rate on their mortgage has increased again. For people, that is going to put now an extra €4,000 on interest in the repayment of the mortgage. For many, many families, that tips them over the edge. You know, for families, when they're sitting down at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether it's €4,000 to heat to your home or €4,000 to keep a roof over your head. It's money that they have to find somewhere. And there is a need now, there's a particular need now to really examine the issue of mortgage interest relief that can be tailored, that can look at the increase that we're seeing, which is brought on from inflation, which is brought on as a result in the main by the war in Ukraine and the issues in terms of energy and so on. And therefore, just like other one-off measures in terms of time-bound measures, we need to look at a relief for interest rate holders, for mortgage holders, in relation to a huge spike in terms of interest that they're facing right now. There are people that are facing into Christmas that don't know how they're going to meet January's mortgage bill, and I really think the government need to intervene. So I would encourage you, I heard what you've said, and I'm finishing this here, that you haven't ruled it out completely, but I would encourage you to at least examine options. We've prepared options with the Office of the Budgetary Office here in the Oireachtas. We're happy to share them with the Minister for Finance, and I would encourage you to take action on this matter.
Thanks, Deputy. I absolutely appreciate that.